भगवते वासुदेवाय भागवतम कैंथो 10th चैप्टर 16 टाइटल्ड कृष्णा चैस्टाइजेस द सर्पेंट कालिया टेक्स्ट नंबर 52, 53 and 54 उग्रनिष्वा भगवान प्राणंत्यजातिपन्नगा स्त्रीनां न साधु सोच्यानां प्रति प्राणा प्रदीयतां Translation and purport by disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. O Supreme Lord, please be merciful. It is proper for the saintly to feel compassion for women like us. This serpent is about to give up his life. Please give us back our husband, who is our life and soul. So we'll read the translation and also purport of the subsequent verses. Now please tell us, your maid servants, what we should do. Certainly anyone who faithfully executes your order is automatically freed from all fear. The surrender of Kaliya's wives was now complete and Lord Krishna immediately gave them his mercy as described in the following verses. Sukadev Goswami said, thus praised by the Nagapatnis, the Supreme Personality of Godhead released the serpent Kaliya, who had fallen unconscious, his head battered by the striking of the Lord's lotus feet. According to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Lord Krishna, upon reaching his decision, immediately jumped down from Kaliya's hoods and stood before the serpent and his wives. We should remember that when Lord Krishna executed these pastimes, he was just a young village boy in Vrindavan. Oh, Hare Krishna. So in this chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, titled Krishna Chastises the Serpent Kaliya, we have reached the climax. Usually we like to know what happened after that. So here we know that Krishna has now stepped down. It was a life-threatening experience for Kaliya. We all know that what state Kaliya was, what was his nature, how envious, how powerful. He would not like anyone, even a small boy, even a person if maybe very envious, maybe very hateful. But if a small boy enters his territory, I'm sure he'll not become so hateful. Here it is said that Krishna was a young, small Vrindavan boy. When Kaliya saw this young boy, small child, he had the same hatred what he would have for any adult demon. He himself was a demon. So he was trying to bite him. Then of course he uncoiled him. He wanted to just kill him. This is what was Kaliya. But the climax here says that Krishna stepped down. That means he gave him back his life. Till now all the demons, Krishna usually kills them. But here he has given him back his life, but not so easily. Purification is not so simple. It's very painful. So you have to get through the pain. Now purification opportunities can come in many various ways. It can come in the form of confusion, bewilderment, humiliation. Or it could become in the form of near-death experience to ourselves or our near and dear ones. Or many other ways. Can be some disaster. But here, Kaliya, everything was there. Humiliation right in front of his wives. I don't think any man would like to be insulted in front of his wives. That is the most painful thing. So Kaliya gets crushed. His ego is crushed. Actually, one sense to hear this, it's really gives real joy. But at the same time, when we think about ourselves, will I have to go through this? Of course not. It's very painful. But still, the process of purification, the way it is given to us is so nice, so simple, so joyful. But same time, we can also learn from others what they are going through. So it is said that the same jivatma, the same atma, we can see the extreme things. On one hand, we can see that the cowherd boys had so much love for Krishna, pure state. They can't think about anything else than just Krishna. And the same atma, when it is contaminated, the same pure atma can behave like this. So in all the species, it is said that human beings are the one who are the most dangerous. We used to hear in the early days, when we used to come here, there was one famous thing about, Maharaj used to say that there is a zoo there in US. When you enter the zoo, that animal is there, you can see it, and you know, everything is displayed very clearly, that this animal, the weight of this animal is such and such, it has this power, it can run at this speed, it can kill this. But then there are such beasts, big animals, and then there is one cage where there is just a curtain, and it is written, this is the most dangerous animal. Never in the history there was any dangerous animal like this. He has created such havoc. No animal would do that. The most powerful animal. And people will all be very curious to come and see which is this animal, you know. And they will just draw the curtain like this. And you see there is a mirror in front of you. And you see yourself. So the point is that it is the human beings which can go to that extent because of getting contaminated by this material nature, becomes very envious, he becomes proud, he becomes arrogant, he can become cruel, he can exploit. Now we may say that, well, if Prabhupada's mercy was not there, well, who knows? Now we think, oh, well, I may not be like this. But that's what is material nature. It can make any person like this. So the difference here is, no doubt it is purification, very painful, but same time it is said, the degree we have that ego and attachment to things of this world, that degree purification will be difficult. So what to do? So only thing is, I have to be detached. How can you become detached? Detachment is not so simple. Only chance what we have is to just become attached. So attached to the process, Vaishnava Seva, Harinam, become attached. It is very natural that you become detached. So when you become detached, purification is not so painful. Otherwise, as it is said that we here in our hospital, we see sometimes patients, they come, they make, that's very often nowadays, you know, you make an attempt to commit suicide, but then you are not successful. You made an attempt, then they come with a history that, you know, that is, I have taken this poison. So what is the best thing, what you do is gastric lavage. You put the tube and now if you have, anyone has seen that scene, it's a very miserable scene to remove the poison. Shh, coming, he screams, you know, it's like this. But what is happening is the poison has been removed. But when everything is removed, then he's relieved. So similarly here, Kaliya has gone through this. And for us to understand, of course, attachments are the one when we had to give up, it is going to be very painful. But how is it mercy going to come? Mercy comes to everyone. It can be in a very violent form, the way Kaliya got it. But it's not necessary. It has to be violent. We have such hopes, encouragement, that we just follow it. We don't have to be the way it happened here. So it's very interesting that the difference here was Kaliya's wives, they were pure devotees. So they intervened. So when they intervened, Krishna cannot, I mean, he cannot just not listen to them. Because they prayed for him. Here in these 2-3 verses, it is said, my Lord, now he's about to leave his life. Now if he dies, what is the use? You know, he's a devotee now. We would like to have a devotee husband. But before he was not a devotee, So before they said that, let him die. But when they saw him, he's become humble, he's crushed, and he's, you know, completely down, flat on the earth. They said, no, please, please now just give him back his life. So Krishna just stepped down. And here he said that, now he stood in front. And in the subsequent verses, amazing things are happening. Same Kaliya. Just imagine the state of humility and purification. He's offering prayers to. Not only prayers, he's offering ornaments, he's offering gifts, he's offering. See the state of his heart now. Nice, no? Very nice to visualize this, witness this scene. So this is what happened here. So as Gaurang Prabhu was saying that day, Sunday, one of the class, that Krishna has given whole right to his devotees, the retailership. Of course, the devotee term we have to understand is who is a devotee? Those who are completely surrendered. If they plead behalf for us, Krishna can never. So there are several stories in this contest. Same thing, the way here the wives were praying, there is a similar episode in Bhagavatam where a sister prayed for her brother. Something little similar. This is the story of Rukmini. Now, Rukmini is not an ordinary person. She is descended, she is expansion of Lakshmi, or you can say she is an expansion of Radharani. So her whole life is meant to serve only Krishna. So she descended here, she was here in this world, and she happened to be the daughter of Bhishmaka. Now Bhishmaka is also not an ordinary person. He was also a devotee. But there was one difference. Her brother, Rukmi, in spite of this association, he could have also become pure. But he misused his independence and he associated with people whom he should not have associated. He associated with Jarasandha, Salva, Shishupal, who were envious of Krishna right from day one. Their life was dedicated only to blaspheme Krishna and he was associating with them. So it's natural that he became envious of Krishna. So when you become envious of Krishna, you become envious of everyone. So Rukmi, now he has love for his daughter. His love for his sister. Now he knows that his sister has confessed to him that I have given my heart to Krishna. In spite of all these things, he is still manipulated just because he was envious of Krishna. He manipulated in such a way that he arranged her marriage with his best friend Shishupal, who was envious of Krishna. Now see the state of Rukmini. Now Rukmini's life is meant only to serve Krishna. And here is her own brother is saying that you should marry him. It is not an ordinary commitment. It's a lifelong commitment, right? You have to be, whole life you have to be with. And what type of person is? Blasphemous, envious to her own object of love. She has to live with him. So she was really praying what to do. So she wrote a letter to a Brahmana to send it. And in that she had in detail wrote, she was feeling ashamed that how can I write like this to Krishna? But anyway, the next day she was in anxiety. She didn't know. She didn't know whether the letter has reached or not, because it was quite far. Krishna was in Dwarka. And she didn't even know whether she is qualified that he will come. So she was just in anxiety. Every moment was becoming her. And then Krishna comes and right in the middle of all these demons, Shishupal, Jarasandha, Salva, he kidnaps Rukmini as per her desire, puts her on chariot, and then goes away from. So just imagine what must be the state of Shishupal right in front of him when he was at the least unexpected. He was just thinking, dreaming, everything is mine. She is mine and for my enjoyment, and suddenly snatched. So he became so furious. He and Jarasandha, they attacked. Of course, the Yadu army, they came, the middle, Balaram came, there was a war, and they defeated Jarasandha and Shishupal and Salva. But Rukmi became more furious. How dare, how can anyone take my sister like this? He started chasing Krishna. Chasing Krishna was on the chariot. So in the beginning, he started blaspheming Krishna. Just blaspheming. And then started shooting arrows to kill Krishna. And Rukmini is watching all these things. Of course, Krishna very easily defeated him. And he wanted to kill him. So when he wanted to kill him, now same Rukmini, what she has gone through, all these problems. Just imagine what she has gone through. Her brother, she is coming and begging and pleading and crying to Krishna, please, my Lord, he is my brother. Forgive him. Just imagine what type of a nature you should have to forgive these type of offenses, even if he's your brother. So what? I mean, it's very difficult to forget that, what atrocities he caused on her. So Krishna seeing this, now one sense Krishna is, he has to punish. But same time he has to respect Rukmini. Rukmini is crying here. So the Supreme Personality of God had decided how to do this both together. I want to kill him, but same time I want to keep my word to Rukmini that, you know, don't kill him. So Krishna fulfilled that both things by humiliating Rukmi. It is said that for a Kshatriya, dishonor is worse than death. Now Rukmi has grown up with his own victorious reputation. So he used to think about who he is. He has that own concept. And for him to insult was like worse than death. So the Lord had a very unique style of insulting him. He just shaved his hair off. Left side, he left it little here he left it. Half of his mustache he saved. Now this is supposed to be very, it's a very humiliating thing to have this type of hairstyle. Little half here, little half here. But same time, I'm sure you all also must be observing. You see how Kali Yuga progresses. Now this is considered, sometimes it's really interesting to watch. But something which is said that it is, what is this? Fool here. Rukmi was like thrown out like an animal. You're a fool. Get out from here with all these things. But we see the same hairstyle, we see it here, right? Just completely shaved here. And then the hair here. Of course, then there are those cuts like this in between, like this, like this, like this design. So I don't know. I'm just seeing that things, I mean, this becomes a norm as Kali Yuga progresses. Things which Vedic culture would say that this is very insulting becomes a norm. That is it. So this is how Rukmi, just because of his sister's compassion, was love, even though he was so envious because she was a devotee. So this is the difference. Somehow or the other, someone prays. Someone, if you have pleased someone, even if you are the worst person, you know, whoever you are, no problem. You can be a most metalist, a very sinful person. There is still an opportunity and hope that you can get mercy. And who knows how the mercy comes. So mercy can come in different form. And this is what Kaliya had to undergo. Very painful. So Gaur Purnima is approaching. How do we see our opportunity for to purify ourselves? There is one more similar episode, something connected to this in Chaitanya Charitamrita. It is said that once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he declared, I would like to dance with Krishna. Now he was in the mood of Radharani. So he told Budhimanta Khan, I want to perform a drama. So you arrange for all the facilities. So Budhimanta Khan arranged for a pandal and devotees and all, they came and a stage and all. And this, the venue was Chandrasekhar Acharya Bhavan. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mother's sister's husband. That means his mother's sister's, whatever you call him, uncle, Chaitanya, Chandrasekhar Acharya. So that was a venue. But then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that only those who are very pure in heart, they can only see this drama, who don't have any material desires. So immediately Advaita Acharya said, "My Lord, I am controlled by material desires." Of course, a devotee who is pure, he thinks he is fallen. He says, "I am controlled by material desires, so I will not be able to see this drama." So even Srivas Thakur responded, "My Lord, that I am attached to so much sense gratification, so even I can't." So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "If that is the case, then no one can attend. No one can see the drama." So he said, "No problem. You just come and see the drama and you will be relieved of all these things." So this is the benediction, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. "You still come and see." So of course, the script was again same. There were Haridas Thakur also. They were also acting. Haridas Thakur came as a guard of Vaikuntha. Then someone came as Narada Muni to introduce the drama. And then the scene began, and the scene was where Rukmini is crying, waiting for Krishna to come. Just like the way she had written letter, and then she was waiting, waiting, waiting. So she was expressing, you know, now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radharani's mood. So in that mood, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was feeling that separation, and he was crying out that, "Will you come? Please come and take away the one which is meant for the lions. Please take away from these jackals. The jackal is there. You are the most auspicious. Please come and protect. I know I should not be speaking. I am feeling ashamed. But so what? But if not now, I don't know which life. This is the only chance I have. I have to express my feelings." That urgency, she prays. So when he was expressing his feelings in this mood, those who were all attending this, they all had tears in their eyes, just seeing this mood. So the point is, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the highest mood of separation, he was freely distributing to everyone, those who come in contact. Just imagine, what an opportunity. So in the form of Harinam Sankirtan, he said that those who take to this holy name, they also will get purified, and in their heart these feelings will arise. Love for Krishna. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's declaration, benediction to humanity at large for the future. So this is how in Chaitanya Leela also we have this episode. But then we should also understand the opportunity what we have, how simple things what Prabhupada has given, they are not something very ordinary. Same thing, again same contest. When Prabhupada went to the Western world, what type of people he was preaching, whom he came in contact. And when they got purified, suddenly they realize what they are receiving. What they have received. What is happening to their life. How is it happening? They were amazed. So they asked Prabhupada, "How is this possible? We didn't have any qualification." So what did Prabhupada say? "I made your qualification." Same thing. It is someone praying behalf for you. Prabhupada prayed. I mean, he was so much compassionate when he used to see people. What is the nature of people? Such a world acharya, jagat guru. And he had so much compassion. Same atma. That atma can be so pure. In the pure state, it can behave like this. At the same time, if it is contaminated, it can behave It can be a terrorist. You don't know how you behave. I'm sure if you to penetrate a terrorist consciousness, I don't think. What do you think? You know, you can preach him. To preach him, you penetrate through it to make him understand that, you know, he is an atma and he should not be. So this is a degree of attachment. So this was the difference what Prabhupada did. So last few, I was just remembering about how Brahma got bewildered and he came and offered dandavats. It's something very nice to see. Whatever the mood of dandavat is, must be, you know, when he realized that, you know, I'm a fool, you know. Whom I was thinking about, this boy, ordinary boy, he's a supreme. And I was thinking about myself, that what must be the type of dandavat? Complete surrender. So there is an article this time, Back to God and Magazine. Those who are not read, you can read it. This is an article on dandavats. This is written by Her Grace Urmila Prabhu. So very nicely written. Now these simple activities, which are like a ritual otherwise, I know we enter the temple, we are very in a hurry to offer dandavats. But it is said that this same simple activity, which can appear like a ritual, that can connect you to Krishna if it is done in a proper mood. Imagine, connect you to Krishna. So traditionally, this is what we offer, dandavat. Many times, why do you people offer dandavat like this? And so many questions arise. So there is this dandavat, means danda, and danda, when it falls flat. So dandavat, with eight parts of the body. What are the eight parts of the body? One is your head, your eyes, your chest, your knees, your feet, then your heart, your mind, and your words. So that is full dandavat. Of course, there is half dandavat. Usually ladies are said that you should give half dandavat. No, there is a story behind this also. I don't want to create any controversy here. It is said that traditionally in India, ladies offer half dandavats. But actually, full dandavats for everyone. So in that article, there is thing, one thing is mentioned, that one lady, I forget her name, when she is about to take initiation, she has to collect her beads. So she saw that her godbrothers were offering full dandavat. So she didn't know what to do. She asked her god sister, what should I do? She said, yes, full dandavat. So she was a lady. She offered full dandavat in front of Prabhupada. And with the, naturally, when you offer full dandavat, the sari gets sprawled, you know, like this. So it's a very different type of picture, you know. She's off full dandavat. And Prabhupada was very pleased. Very pleased he was. But that is half dandavat usually, where you offer with hands, knees, and feet, and heart. So four things. And of course, you, same thing, intellect, words. So every time you offer dandavat, you are to offer prayers. There has to be some prayers. It's not just some mechanical thing. Prayers, that how, Lord, you are so great, and how fallen I am, how foolish I am, and I need your blessings. There is one more type of a dandavat, that is called Anjali Mudra, where we just fold your hands and just put your head down like this. So there are different types of dandavats. I mean, different type of expressing your surrender. It may appear very ordinary, but then in what mood it is done, to that degree, it can help us in purifying our consciousness. So this is the greatness of Prabhupada, who gave us simple things like, you know, how to offer dandavats. To great things like such philosophy, understanding. So this is how in this chapter, to summarize, that how whoever you are, you can be most sinful person. Some or other, you get connected to someone who is pure, and in behalf of you, life becomes perfect. Once it was said that Krishna is all attractive. We all know that Krishna is all attractive. Is he really attractive to you? Do you come in front of Krishna? Does he see all attractive? He's all attractive. We hear again, he's all attractive. But I'm not getting attracted. Why am I not getting attracted to Krishna's opulence? So it is said that Krishna will never reveal his attraction to anyone unless Radharani says, he says, please Krishna, nice devotee, accept. Now what is Radharani pleased by? If she has to say like this, there is another condition from her side also. When she sees that we don't have an ego, and ego is the cause of all this pain, the more the ego, the more the attachment, the more the painful it is. And she sees that there is no ego. No ego is something you can... I remember in the early days sometimes, you know, very foolishly, very arrogantly, you know, proudly, we would ask question. Maharaj, how will you come to know what we are attached to? And as is something, you know, if I come to know attachment, I will just give up, you know. So Maharaj would say that, my dear friend, only time will tell you. So attachment is not something which we figure out. Yes, Sam. So unless she is pleased, she recommends, then Krishna becomes attractive. Otherwise, Krishna's attractiveness is beyond our perception if the heart is filled with all this wrong concept that I am the enjoyer. The most difficult thing to give up is I am the enjoyer. It is I am the enjoyer. So here how Rukmi, Shishupal thought I am the enjoyer and how Krishna purified. So purification come in different forms. Only thing we need a vision. That was possible only when we are in Sadhu Sangha. Can be anything. It could be bewilderment, confusion, life-threatening, health problem, humiliation, dangers. But then Krishna never does anything out of envy. Is it true? Will Krishna do anything to anyone out of envy? Krishna doesn't have any envy. He's pure. But anyone else does, it may be because of envy. Krishna's punishment is only out of love for purification. So on this day we can meditate on God Purnima approaching and Namo Mahavadanyaya, the Lord's mercy easily available in a very simple, practical form to anyone and everyone willing to accept it, and he can purify his consciousness and experience what Kaliya experienced right now. Completely smashed on the floor and is offering prayers. Isn't it a great consciousness, this type of consciousness? Smashed. Of course, several stories are there where, devotees are intervening. Gaur Purnima, the most famous story is Jagai and Madai. Madai wanted to kill Nityanand. And Nityanand is saying, oh no, he just accidentally fell down. It doesn't even hurt me. How can anyone? Now this is Nityanand who is not different from Balaram. Balaram will use clubs and all. But this time when he comes with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is not using clubs. His weapons are just love, compassion. Anyone who wants. Who will not like compassion and love? But he is willing to give anyone. So the only thing available is just accept it. Accept. Practice and make our life perfect. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.